If you have a sukkah that looks like a mavi, just has two good walls, one adjacent to the other one, and on the top of it you have a lechi, it's kshera, it's called a good sukkah. It's nigu that the lechi helps fill kshavis, who are then on sukkah, so shavis is good for the sukkah. The Yom HaRov, Rav said another chiddush also. What about sichech agabe pasi b'rois? You put a schach on top of pasi b'rois. Pasi b'rois, we have the Gemara in Ervin, like the right to the left picture in Rashi, that I'm all the other regal, we used to go on the regal, they used to have to travel on Shabbos, or at least they were on the road on Shabbos, and sometimes they had to feed their animals water. So the boar where the water is a Rishus Yochid, and the animals on top are Rishus Rabin. So they had problems getting the water out of the boar to the top. So the eighth was to make a pasi b'rois. That makes two, take a stick, a mechitza, that's an amma wide. And on each corner, make an amma by an amma. Like mamash, an L shape. Each corner of the four corners should be like an L. So Kumta says, really, on each corner you have an L shape, amma by an amma. In between the space could be up to yud ammas. Mamash, like almost 20 feet in between. And then on the other side again, you have another amma and an amma coming down. That was then a pasi b'rois. That midiraisa, those are called good mechitzas. Even though really on each side all you have is just two amas. You have a space of kamat, 10 amas in between, but on the right and left side on top you have two amas. One am on the right, one am on the left. On each side of the wall you have two amas. So that's called the good mechitza. Filcha Shabbos. So Kruva on Shabbos Sutis, that you put tzchach on top of these pasiv rois is also kosher for sukkah. Agai pasiv rois kshayra. That was Rav's three chidushim he said here that you say migu. Migu, something helps for Shabbos, it helps for sukkah. And before migu, something helps for sukkah, it helps for Shabbos also. Now the Gemara says tzricha. I need Rav's all three dinim that he says here. From one alone, I wouldn't know the other one. The Ashmina Mavi, if it only say it's chidush of Mavi, where you have your two walls adjacent, one adjacent to the other one. And then you put a lechi on top, only one smaller mashu of a boar sticking straight up. So you're telling me now, migu is called a good mechitza for Shabbos, it's good for sukkahs of Shabbos. What is it good? Mishum di'ika shtei defanas mal yisom. Because like koponim, you have two good walls though. You have two walls long seven tzvachim, adjacent, one adjacent to the other one. So since you have two good walls, maybe that's why I say with the lechi for the third wall, it helps for Shabbos, I can hear migu, it also helps for sukkah. Avogavi pasi b'royis. Mashenk, in the case of Pasib Royis here, the Lekishtay Defanas Mal Yisur. You don't have anywhere no two good walls good. Because walls of a sukkah have to at least be seven tvachim. Now an amma is only six tvachim. So on each two walls, like each joy, each two mechitzas on top, is only one amma by another amma. There's only six tvachim and six tvachim. So you don't have anywhere a mechitzah of seven tvachim. So the Pasib Royis, I would think maybe it's no good for sukkah, even though it's good for Ilcha Shabbos. Maybe it's a locha dafka in Shabbos and not in sukkah. I wouldn't know this. Hey, Maloy, maybe for sukkah it wouldn't be good. Kamash will know. Still I say a migu. Migu that these four walls here are good for Ilcha Shabbos. Who are there now on Shabbos sukkah? If you put the schach on top, it's a kosher sukkah. V'yashmina pasib rois. The rabbi would only say that's chiddush by pasib rois. I could put the schach on top. Mishum dika shem arba defanis. In one way, though, it's better than movi. Because the mice, even though there's no good four walls, but you have like crooked half four walls. You have something like four walls. Like on all four sides, you have at least two amas. So you have something looking like four walls. Maybe there I say, you say migu, it helps for sukkah also. Ah, we'll see if agabi movi. Mashenk mayoni, you have two walls, that's all. The third wall is only a lechi amashu, to lekish shem arba defanis. You don't have no four walls there. You only have two walls. A malois, maybe there I would not say migu, even though it's good for Shabbos, maybe it's no good for sukkis. Is kamash malon? That no, still I say migu. Migu, these mechitzas help for Shabbos. On Shabbos sukkis, you put a tzchach on top of them, it's a good sukkah. So, Abizoy, what do we need the first halacha now for? The first halacha was that migu, that the original sukkah, that has only two walls, and the third wall is a tefach, migu was called a sukkah for sukkah, it's called Rishus Yochid for Shabbos. What do I need that first migu for? So to be Ashmin Hanitarti, if he would only say these last two cases of Rabbah, I would say Mechamrit L'Tilta. I only say something that's kosher for Hilchah Shabbos, the Chomadik Adin, also is kosher for Hilchah Sukkah Kaldik Adin. Ava Mechilta L'Chamrit Emaloi. But the other way, something that's only said by Hilchah Sukkah. We have Shnayim Kilchosim. And the third wall, you're making only a Tefach. So the halacha was said only by Sukkah, which is a Kaldik halacha. It's only a Mitzvah Saseh. There's no Chiv Misa involved. maybe Nogeira, that should be called Rishus Yochid, Vilcha Shabbat, which is a more chomadic din, Eimaloi, maybe I would not say the Loch of the Migu, Tzricha, I need the Chiddush. No, even there also, that's the biggest Chiddush. Even there I say Migu. That Migu, that is third Nechitza, it's only a Tefach, helps Vilcha Sukkah, who I did now on Sukkah, because Shabbos comes out on Sukkah, it's also called Rishus Yochid Midiraisa. And you'll let it carry out from your house into the Sukkah, tremendous Chiddush. So that's Rabbis Chedushim, we say Migus all these three cases. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding off Zayin and Mabeis. Top two dots. The Mishnah says, V'sheh hamosom ruba mitzul sapsula. If you have more sun than you have shade, so the schach is possible. So first you will learn, it's a din in the schach. You have to have more shade, in order you have to have more schach covering than you have open space. The Tana Rabbanan, the price is like this. Chamoso machma sichuch. When does the Mishnah say it's possible? If you have more sun coming from the schach. In other words, there's not enough covering on top. But for loy machma stefanis, it doesn't make a difference if the walls are like holy walls. In other words, as long as the schach has enough tzeil, the schach on top is covered. Even though the walls are made, let's say, out of like a mechitza that we had yesterday, you could have a corner, and then within three tefachim another corner, within three tefachim another corner. So now there's little sticks, and in between there's less than three tefachim, you say love, it's called the whole mechitza. Now, lamaisa, how much sun comes in? Much, much more sun comes in, you'll have shade. So even though there'll be more sun inside, but since the sun is only coming from the walls and not from the tzchach, it's kosher. There is a din that you have to have more shade is a din in the tzchach, not a din in the walls. In the walls, you can have holy walls even though the sun comes through. That's a Tanakh Meshita. Rabbi Yashi is not like that. Af mach mastafanis. He holds the walls have to be full walls. You can't make a mechitza of kona, then less than three tefachim, another kona with a din loved. Since the sun comes in through the walls, that's a psul in the defanis. If you ask yours, even the walls, you have to have robed sail from the cham. Omer Rav Yema Bar Shalmiya Mishmei Dabaya. My time with Rav Yashia, what's Pshan Rav Yashia? Poshe will learn, like, what's the taisha of a sukkah? The schach, on top, that has to be a sail, but not the walls. Sam Gemara, the Chsiv, the Pesach says, V'sakoyso al horoin esa proiches. You put the proiches, which is a covering, which is a mechitza in front of the yoren, but the pasuk says v'sakoisa. It's like a sukkah. So we hold proiches is a mechitza. What is the proiches? That's the covering in front of the yoren hakodesh. It's like a mechitza. It's a thing right in front of the yoren. And the Torah calls it a loshen v'sakoisa. It covers. What does it mean? It's called the covering. Alma could come to teach us here, like in the smachtam, that mechitza kischach binan. That's teaching us halacha by a sukkah. Wherever you have to have a loch of a schach, sichachom, you know what's called part of the schach? Not only the roof, but even the walls, even the mechitza also goes in the Torah of kischach. Therefore, just like by schach at the svara, the schach has to be litzel, has to make shade. You have to have more shade than you have sun. Then the walls also have to be solid walls that you have less sun coming in and more shade. That's Rabbi Yashishita. For Rabbonin, what did Rabbonin do with this pasuk? So Poshe, you can learn, like, what does this Poshe have to do with Sukkah? That there's a Poshe of a Sakai Salorim, we're talking about the Yoren. The Vice Rabbonim want to say, no, even Lefi Yor Smapta from the Poshe, still there's no Raya. The Poshe is teaching us, the Sakai Sa means, Hahu de Nekef Ve Purta, when you make the Pereches, on top of the Pereches, it has to be a little bit bended over. In other words, on top of the Pereches, it looks like a little Gag Taco. True, the Pereches is a Mechitza going straight up, but on top of the proiches, has to be a little bit more material bending over. That on top it looks like a little schach, looks like a little covering. The merse keschach, that on top of the proiches, has to look like a little bit schach. That's what the pasuk is teaching us. But not that the defanos, the mechitzes, have a look of schach. Havad is only a din in sail in the roof. The schach, you have to have more sail, more shade. But on the walls, they can be nice and holy walls, even though you have more sun coming in, still it's kosher. Rashi Rabbanan Amiloch, Mai Visakoisa Dam Rachmanam, Lake of Bom, Lamala on top of the Proiches, Purta Kengan. It's like bend over a little bit on top to look like a roof. Yasim Miksosa, a little bit of the Proiches has to be bending over to make it look like a roof. Omer Abayis. Abayis says like this now. Rebbe Shita will soon explain each one of these Shitas. For Rebbe Yashio, for Rebbe Yehuda, for Rebbe Shimon, for Rebbe Gamliel, Ubei Shammai, for Rebbe Eliezer, for Yacherim. All these man, the Omerim, all hold like one Shita. Kulu Svirulhu, Sukkah Diras Kvabinen. That the halacha of Sukkah, like each one of them at Samachlik is them and them and the one that's Mechulik with them. And each one of these goes to Chumrah to say that Sukkah has to be a type of a Kfar. It has to be a permanent living. However, the differences between one Kfar and the other Kfar, we'll soon see. But it has something to do, each one holds the Chumrah Dikashita, it has to be a permanent living. Either there's two types of Kfar. Up until now we had on that base and the base, the walls itself. That we hold of the walls were lamalo mechof, it's possible because that's called too strong of a wall. That's called a diras kvam. That's concerning the actual binyan itself. There's another type of a diras kvam that you have to have tashmishim. You have to be able to use the living place in a normal manner of living. And if it's too small, you can't live there normally. That's also not called a diras kvam. The tashmish, the living, has to be a permanent type of living. So we'll soon see each one now. Rebbe, what's Rebbe Shita the Tani? We learned before. Rebbe Yoimer calls Sukkah Shenbo Arba Amos Al Arba Amos Tzula. If the Sukkah is not at least 4 Amos by 4 Amos, it's possible. So even though Rebbe also maskim, it can't be higher than 20, about it can't be a real Sukkah's Kva, can't have real strong walls, but our Kopurim has to be wide enough to have the area of 4 by 4. So what do you see? The type of attachments of living there, it has to be a nice permanent way of living. Like we hold, like Beis Shammai Shita, it's enough to have 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. Rebbe holds no. In 7 tvachim, you can't live there too comfortable. That's not called a permanent way of living there. That's not called a diras kva. Rashi says, diras kva, royal ishtamish kva, veniras kabayis. That's to look like you're going to live there nicely, it looks like a house. So that's Rebbe Shita. It has to at least be 4 amas and 4 amas. Rebbe Yashia, where's Rebbe Yashia Shita? Hodi Amor, we just got finished saying that he holds the Chiddush, even the walls have to have more tzeil. They have to be like a good piece of wood, a good mechitza, and it can't be that sun comes in through the mechitzas. It can't be just a corner of a corner and gimel tzvachim in between materis lovid. Rebbe Yashia holds no, the mechitzas have to be a better type of a mechitza. So again, it's not mamash kvah. Rabbi is also asking, it will be lamala mechof, will be possible. That's too strong. Rakom Poram holds it has to be a nice type of a bias, a sukkah, it looks a little bit like a bias. You can't have holy walls, you have to have closure, a closed wall. We have Yehuda, what's the Yehuda Shita Dithnan? That's the Iker of Yehuda Shita we had before. That sukkah shigavoy lamala mechof. Chof, what's going to be if you have the tzchach more than 20 yamas high? Is psula. That's the Tanakam of our first Mishnah. We have Yehuda Ma'akshah. Yehuda also knows kosher. Even though the mechitzas are more than 20 amas high, they're very strong mechitzas. It's like a mechitza shel kvah. It's a permanent mechitza. Still is kosher. That's the Yehuda Shita. Here's the Ika Shita. That a diras kvah is still kosher. And you need a diras kvah. We have Yishimin. The Yishimin Shita is the Tanya. Beis Kilchoson. The Gimel Afilu Tefa, that we learned yesterday. The Tanakhama learns the Halacha of Sukkah, you have to have two mechitzas that are at least 7 tvachim long, and the third mechitz, Halacha Moshe, that's not even a Tefach. Rabbi Shimon was more machmir and said, no, Gimel Kilchosim, Shimon Ayna Gimel Kilchosim, you have to have 3 walls at least 7 tvachim long. The Dalar on the 4th wall is Halacha Moshe Sinai Afilu Tefach. So you see, Rabbi Shimon is more machmir than Tanakhama. It's also considered like a type of a kfar. It has to be a more permanent place of living there. The diwa, the tashmish, has to be more permanent. Rabbi Gamliel the Tanya. What's his shita? Ho'oiseh sukose b'reish agola. If somebody makes a sukkah on top of a wagon, you have a wagon moving, and you're making a sukkah on top of the wagon. You get it, you have a truck, kind of, a Chabad's truck. You have a sukkah mobile. Oy b'reish asvin, or else you make the sukkah on top of a ship. What's the halacha? Rabbi Gamliel Poiser, Rabbi Gamliel says it's possible. It's not called the diras kva. It's not called the permanent type of living. Things that are moving, it's not called permanent. Rabbi Kiva Machsh, Rabbi Kiva knows it's kosher. In other words, it's for diras arai, it's still kosher. So Rashi learns, Rosh HaSvina, what's wrong with making a sukkah on top of your boat? Rosh HaSvina, Gavoya Miyoy, the Svina is there and the big ships are very high. Kis Svina Sayami goes through the ocean. Shem Gedoilois. For her ruach boviok rosters, very shchiach, the wind will come and just uproot the whole sukkah. So that's not called diras kva. A diras kva means your house has to be there. It's not that if the wind's going to uproot the house. of Rosh HaGolonami, the Drashi, Kiva Denaidi Mishazi Kein Arai. Since a wagon moves, it looks Kein Arai. It doesn't look like a good diva. Mashenkin of Kiva holds, it's Machsher, doesn't make a difference. Baite Beis Shammai, where's Beis Shammai Shita? He also holds, you have to have a kfar. The Rashi says, the Roy Latashmish Binin, you have to have a good type of the Tashmish, a good way of living there. The Tanan. You had your head and majority of your body, which is six tvachim and six tvachim. The shulchan and b'techa bayis. Your shulchan was not inside the sukkah. Your shulchan was inside your house. Is Beis Shammai Poslim. Beis Shammai says it's possum. Or Beis Shilom Achshirin. Beis Shilom holds his kosher. You see, according to Beis Shammai, it has to be a royal atashmish. You have to have it big enough that you can have your shulchan inside the sukkah. It has to at least be 7 by 7. Beis Hill holds no. It's enough even though your shulchan can't fit in. As long as you and Rov your body fits in, that's a kosher sukkah. So you see also, Beis Shammai has this more chomadik shita. It has to be like a permanent way of living there. We have your leza, the tnan. What's your leza shita? The tnan. Let's say you make a sukkah like a tent. Usually a sukkah has a schach on top and the walls. Two separate things. You have walls going straight up, and on top of the wall you make schach. A tent is not that way. A tent, its wall and its roof is one thing. It's a slanty wall going straight up and straight down. That's a tent. So it has a chsurin. You don't have walls and schach separately. It's one piece. So we have a lezer hold. It's no good. Same type of sun also. You have a wall going straight up, and the type of a house you make is you take your one wall and make it slanty down and live inside here. So the same type of a chsaron. You don't have mechitzas and a schach on top. Rather, this wall and the schach is one piece. Even though this wall is a kosher schach. Let's say you use palm leaves to make the wall going straight, long slanty. He holds this possible. We have leza poisel, you can't sit in that sukkah. Lefishen lo gag, that's not called a good gag. Its wall and its gag is made from the same thing, it's a slanty piece. That's not called a good diros kvar. That's not the way you live in a house. That's not called a permanent way of living. V'chachonim achshirin, chachonim say no, a tent is okay. Who says you have to have a roof? Havadi, you have to have kosher schach. Let's say the whole tent is made from kosher schach. The whole tent is made from palm leaves. He holds his kosher. It's not a permanent way of living there. He holds though, dearest, all right, it's enough. Your kosher is kosher. Drashi commits with gagod vanoseho boyin kiechad. Its walls and its gag is like one. Kein kiveris, like a beehive. Shen gag nikol levad vatfanas levad. You don't have separate. It's one piece, the head, the top, and its walls. Oyshe smuchel akaisel. Also kanem aruchim. Take these long reeds. The somach roishay yakud muta ala kaisel, the top part of it is against the wall. For roishay achar muta alaritz, the gag of the doifna echod. It's one piece, its roof and its wall. Shein lo gag v'yein no ladirut. It's not nice to live there. That's not called a permanent way of living. So we have less old as possible, because he also need a dirus kva, a permanent way of living. And the chum say no, it's kosher. Acherim, what's the acherim shita? The Tanya. Acherim maimrim. Sukkah ha'osuk ha'shoivich. You make a sukkah like a chicken coop. Kitz, it's a round sukkah. Trashik ha'shoivich means agula. You make a sukkah in a circle. You make a round sukkah. True, you have two things. You have walls. You make a round, the walls round. And on top of the walls, you put the schach. Acherim holds this posel. Psula. Why? The fishein lo zovius. You don't have any corners. Mashma, the way you live, a permanent way of living is to have corners. Mashenkin, to make your room circle, you don't make room circle. It's no good that way. It's not a permanent way of living. So Chacham hold this posel. The lalocha dom stamasat le techerim. The way the Chachamim, that's kosher. Right. Omer Rabbi Yechonon. Sukkah ha suya kekipshon. What's the way you have a sukkah made as Rashi Yagula? The less like techerim. You have a sukkah like a kipshon. That's like a furnace. That's a round furnace, like a furnace, like a circle. In other words, not like the Acherim. You make your sukkah in a round, so it depends. In yesh be'kefoy k'dei leishiv bo'chov dal b'nei yodim. The kid say, he holds, you could make a sukkah, the walls could be like a circle, and you put kosher schach on top, it's called a good sukkah. But now, how small could the circle be that it's still called a good sukkah? So, v'aistayis t'vah, we're going to have Yechon's going to hold the shita like Revi, that you have to have dal damas by dal damas. Inside the circle, you have to be able to put a square that has dal ramas by dal ramas. So we'll soon see, if you want to get the circle to be inside, if you get a square inside the circle to be Dal Ramis, so how, what's the circumference of the circle? How long does the circle have to be around? So Rabbi Yochanan said like this, Im Yesh Pekeifa, if the circumference of the circle is, Kedei Leishev V'achov Dal B'nei Yodim, that you can have 24 people sitting side by side, is Ksheira. In other words, it has to be 24 Amis, the circumference. That usual Nemon, a person is wide one Amma. He's one Amma wide. So Kitzef, the circle has a circumference of 24 Amis, that's a kosher of Sukkah, and you put Tzach on top, it's kosher. We'll soon see the Cheshbon. V'yimlav Tzula. But if the circle is not so wide, it doesn't have a circumference, you don't go around 24 Amis, it's too small to be a kosher of Sukkah, therefore it's possible. But not because it's a circle, but because it's not big enough. So Rav says, Keman, who does Rabbi Yochanan go like? Keman Kerebi. He goes like Rebbe Shita Diyomar, Kol Sukkah She'ein Bo Arba Amos Al Arba Amos Tzula. You have to have at least 4x4 Amos. That's the size, the smallest size a Sukkah could be. Tzula. So therefore, if you want to make it in a circle, like these pictures over here, should be on the second picture on the Ches. The second picture. You have to have that the square could fit inside the circle. So you have to have the circle around the square. Inside you have to have a square, and the square has to be 4x4 amis, and if you have a circle around it, that's a kosher sukkah. You have to have at least a space of dalad by dalad inside the circle. So Rama says, Michti, let's see, how does this work out? How does Rabbi Yochanan get a shittum that you have to have a circle that 24 people can sit around it? So Michti, let's see. Gavro, how wide is a person? Biyamto yasta. A person can sit down in an amma. We'll see a person like a square person, nice big husky guy. He's an amma by an amma, 2 feet by 2 feet. Gavra biyamta yasta. He sits there, he's 2 feet wide. Or some sheet is 18 inches wide. Now, the call is like this. Kol sheyesh be'kefei sholosh. Whenever you have the circumference, three, let's say it goes around three amas, you should know, kol sheyesh be'kefei shloshe tochim. Let's say the circumference around the circle goes three tefachim, yesh by roichiv tefach. You should know what's the diameter. The diameter is 1/3 of the circumference. Even though we say it's pi, Chazal always put it for a permanent thing as 1/3. Kitzur, so if the circle goes around three tefachim, if the circumference is three tefachim, the diameter straight across is going to be one tefach. Is kol sheyesh be'kef by shloish tefachim, if the circumference is three tefachim, yesh by roichiv tefach. The diameter straight across is one tefach. So, Fretti Gemara Kashre Bazoi betray Sasagi. Why do you have to have 24 people? It should be 24 amas long, the circle. Why isn't it enough for 12 people? Let it just have a circumference of 12 amas. His Havamina is 1/3 of 12 is how much? 1/3 of 12 is 4. So, if you have to have just 4 amas to be inside, so it's enough, the diameter should be 4 amas. So, in order to have a diameter of 4 amas, it's enough to make the circumference 12. So why do you have to have such a big thing of 24 amas around the circumference? Make the circumference only 12. With 12 feet, it should be enough. So Mar Eitz's portion about us the Shved Akashim. Mar Eitz's portion. Hani Mili, when do you say this? The Igulai. When you have Tamas.